This is WCWP, Brookville. Public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Summer is right around the corner, but we start with the jazz standard Autumn Leaves, performed by Chet Baker. Autumn Leaves.
Hi, this is Joe Birdie, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Joe. That was Chet Baker with the standard Autumn Leaves from She Was Too Good to Me in 1974, an alteration of the standard He Was Too Good to Me by Richard Rodgers, music, and Lorenz Hart, lyrics. Autumn Leaves began life as Les Feuilles Mortes, French for the dead leaves, in 1946 by Joseph Kosma, music, and Jacques Prévert, lyrics. Johnny Mercer wrote English lyrics under the title Autumn Leaves a few years later. The Chet Baker version was arranged by Don Sobeski. Chet played trumpet, Paul Desmond was on alto sax, Bob James on Rhodes piano, Ron Carter on acoustic bass, Steve Gadd on drums, Hubert Laws on flute, and David Friedman on vibraphone. The first time I played Autumn Leaves by Chet Baker in May 2020, I got it in my head that Milt Jackson was on vibes, but it was David Friedman. From Bob James on Rhodes with an ensemble to Bob on everything, the self-explanatory title of his song is It's Only Me. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, plus woodwinds and strings on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Moon River, another standard with lyrics by Johnny Mercer from The Brass Are Coming in 1969. Henry Mancini wrote the music for Moon River, and Andy Williams adopted it as his theme song. Half of the Tijuana Brass version was played one way and the other half another way. Herb vocalized and John Pisano played acoustic guitar on the first half, while Herb played trumpet and John switched to electric on the second half, which also had Lou Pagani on piano and organ and Julius Wechter on marimba and perhaps percussion. Pat Senator played bass throughout and Nick Ciroli was on drums throughout. Before that, it was only Bob James playing everything on It's Only Me, him, from Hands Down, down on his instruments, in 1982. The cover shows two hands facing down, and those hands have four fingers and one thumb each. 10 digits. 10th solo album for Bob James. Bob's instruments on his composition, It's Only Me, were piano, synthesizers that I will henceforth call keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. Bob returns with foreplay at the bottom of the hour, but the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri has Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays separately. Lyle plays first when we come back.
Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead.
And WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Rolling first this segment, Lyle Mays with Hard Eights.
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard, Saturday nights at WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan. That was Lyle Mays with Hard Eights from Fictionary, not Pictionary, Fictionary, in 1993. a tribute to pianists that had the greatest impact on Lyle's playing. He wrote Hard Eights as a tribute to Chick Corea. It's in 4-4, but I think it got its name from Jack DeJohnette's 8-bar drum solo at the top of the song. Lyle played piano, of course, and Mark Johnson was on acoustic bass. Incidentally, Jack DeJohnette played elsewhere on Chet Baker's She Was Too Good to Me, such as It's You or No One. I said Lyle's collaborator, Pat Metheny, was in this segment as well, but before we get to him, we have an alum of the Chick Corea Electric Band, Eric Marienthal, with Shake It Loose. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Pat Metheny with See the World from Secret Story in 1992. Pat was on acoustic and electric guitars on his composition, along with keyboards and the horn arrangement. Gil Goldstein played piano and conducted the horns, Steve Rodby on acoustic bass, Anthony Jackson on contrabass guitar during the interlude, Paul Wertico on drums, percussion by Armando Marsal, and members of the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jeremy Lubbock. The horns, of which there were too many to name altogether, included Tom Bones Malone among the trombones and Pat's brother Mike Metheny with the trumpets. There was a manageable horn section on the song before that, Shake It Loose by Eric Marienthal from Street Dance in 1994. Eric wrote Shake It Loose with Jeff Lorber. Eric was on lead alto sax and tenor and baritone in the manageable horn section, while Jeff was on keyboards, synth bass, and percussion programming. Paul Jackson Jr. played electric guitar only, Nate Phillips on real electric bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums, and Paulinho da Costa with percussion. Another Brazilian percussionist, and both from Rio. Paulinho and Armando were both from Rio. The rest of that manageable horn section was Dan Higgins on just tenor sax and the duo of Charlie Davis and Larry Hall on trumpets. Spyro Gyra takes a letter that goes unwritten. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Do you remember where you were when this song played for the very first time?
And the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Sure enough, it's Spyro Gyra with the unwritten letter, written musically by Jay Bekenstein, the unwritten letter.
Hi, it's Jay Marabli. It's Wednesday night and time to relax with Instrumental Invasion on WCWP.
Thanks, Jay. We were relaxing to Larry Carlton with Osaka Cool or Osaka Cool from The Gift in 1996. Jazz is big in Japan, and so is Larry, and so are most of the musicians you hear on Instrumental Invasion. Larry composed Osaka Cool and played electric guitars, plural. Kirk Whalum was on tenor sax, Larry Kimple on bass, Greg Bissonette on drums, percussion by Michael Fisher, and two keyboardists, Matt Rawlings and Rick Jackson. Before that, Spyro Gyra with the unwritten letter from 2020, with a slash between the 20s like the TV news magazine, in 1997, 2 years before Hugh Downs retired from that news magazine. Jay Bekenstein, the writer of the unwritten letter, the song, not the letter, was on soprano sax, Tom Schumann on piano and keyboards, Julio Fernandez on electric guitar, singular, Scott Ambush on acoustic bass, Larry Kimple played electric, Joel Rosenblatt on drums, and percussion by Manolo Badrena with Bobby Allende on congas. Taking us into hour two, the third appearance of Bob James, and second this segment of Larry Carlton. Bob's composition for their quartet foreplay, Avalabop.
This is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station, serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one ended as it began, with Bob James. The song to close the hour was his composition for the quartet known as Foreplay, Avalabop, A-V-A-L-A-B-O-P, from Journey in 2004. Don't make me spell that again. Bop is short for bebop, and I assume Avala is for the mountain in Serbia. Bob was on piano and keyboards. Larry Carlton heard solo one song earlier on electric guitar, Nathan East on electric bass and vocals, and Harvey Mason on drums. Hour two begins with an acoustic trio led by Lisa Hilton as they play the 2022 edition of another song inspired by piano greats, albeit classical ones. Retro Road Trip. FM and WCWP.org. Norman Brown with L.A. Chill from Let's Get Away, released on March 25th, 2022, 20 years after his album Just Chillin'. He wrote L.A. Chill with Paul Brown, Shane Terrio, and Jeff Carruthers. Norman played electric guitar, Paul mixed the song, Shane did nothing, and Jeff was on keyboards, electric bass, and drums, unless those were programmed. The non-writers on L.A. Chill were Lenny Castro on percussion, Ron King on trumpet, and Greg Vale on tenor sax. Ron also arranged his and Greg's horn parts. Before that, Lisa Hilton with Retro Road Trip from Life is Beautiful, released the week after Let's Get Away on April 1st. On Retro Road Trip, when you say Let's Get Away, you mean let's go back in time without changing anything and getting George McFly to punch Biff Tannen so he'll get with Lorraine Baines. Lisa wrote Retro Road Trip for her 2020, the year without the slash, album More Than Another Day, and drew inspiration from three classical composers her piano teacher introduced her to: Bela Bartok, Sergei Prokofiev, and Dmitri Kabalevsky. Besides Lisa, obviously on piano, Luquez Curtis was on acoustic bass and Rudy Royston on drums. On to another Jeff Ryan, with the second transportational tune this segment, Sunset Drive. The Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, DLO3, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Slip and Slide from Cold as Weiss, which came out on February 11th of this year. I haven't been on a slip and slide since I was a teenager, when we had one in our backyard. I bet Delvon, Jimmy James, a.k.a. Jabril Williams, and Daniel Vanilla Weiss had ones too. They wrote the song collectively with Delvon on organ, Jimmy on guitar, and Vanilla on drums. Before that, Jeff Ryan with Sunset Drive from Duality, which came out on February 19th of last year. Paul Brown had a hand in writing Sunset Drive, just as he did on L.A. Chill by Norman Brown, and like Norman, he was on lead guitar this time. The other writers were Jeff on tenor sax and Lou Lang on keyboards and drum and percussion programming. Daryl Crooks played rhythm guitar and Timothy Bailey Jr. was on bass. And if it was Daryl on lead and rhythm, both, then he does a great guitar impression of Paul Brown. This segment is behind us, and a song called Behind You leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
The classics live here on LIU Public Radio 88.1 FM
and WCWP.org.
Hello.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
The band performing Behind You, that's the title, I don't mean they're playing behind you, is Gordon Goodwin's Little Fat Band.
Hi,
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Lextacy. That was Gordon Goodwin's Little Fat Band, P-H-A-T, with Behind You from An Elusive Man in 2016, written, arranged, and conducted by Gordon, also on piano and soloing on tenor sax. The other two soloists on Behind You were Andrew Sinowick on electric guitar with effects and Bernie Dressel on drums. The other members of the Little Fat Band, spun off from the big one that played on Behind You, were Eric Marienthal, heard solo last hour on tenor sax this time, like Gordon, Wayne Bergeron on trumpet, Andy Martin on trombone, Rick Shaw on acoustic bass, and Joey De Leon with percussion. Here's Chuck Loeb on electric guitars, plural, like Larry Carlton, his four-play predecessor, with the third tribute composition of the night, Mr. Martino, dedicated, in his words, to the master, Pat Martino. Hey, another guitarist named Pat.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. That was solo piano from gamer David Benoit, a medley of two Broadway musical compositions, Leonard Bernstein's Love Theme from Candide, 1956, and Stephen Sondheim's Send in the Clowns for A Little Night Music, 73. The medley was one of only two instrumentals on the 2015 album Two in Love, the otherwise vocal collaboration with Oakdale native Jane Monheit. For the record, Send in the Clowns is not about circus clowns, but rather jesters or fools. Before David's medley, there was Chuck Loeb's tribute to fellow guitarist Pat Martino, Mr. Martino, from Presence, ending in C-E, not T-S, speaking of the gift, in 2007. That's when Presence came out. Chuck played multiple electric guitars. Matt King was on piano, Rhodes piano, and organ. Brian Killeen on, quote, big bass, unquote, and Josh Dion on drums. I will never tire of that on bit, or the Gamer David thing coming out of a Game Dave liner. On Wings of Hope by Darren Rahn, R-A-H-N, leads off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next, you'll find instrumentals from many genres on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Fridays from 9 to noon on LIU Public Radio.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
We fly into the last segment on Wings of Hope by Darren Rahn. Special Effects, EFX, on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Ballerina Dreams from 2022, released April 22nd, 2022, but recorded live, that track anyway, in 2019 at SiriusXM Studios in Washington, D.C. Chiele Minucci wrote Ballerina Dreams as Ballerina, no dreams, for Just Like Magic in 1990. The players in the studio that day in 2019 were Chiele on guitar, J. Rowe on keyboards with a Linus and Lucy phrase during his solo, Jerry Brooks on bass, and Joel Rosenblatt, heard last hour with Spyro Gyra, on drums. Before that, Darren Rahn with On Wings of Hope from Rock the World, as in See the World, whose street date was March 4th of this year. Darren's instruments on his composition were lead and backing tenor sax, backing soprano, piano, Wurlitzer, not Rhodes, keyboards, and percussion. His wife Priscilla played flute, Biff Gore on vocals, Adam Hawley on guitar, Mel Brown on bass, three Browns in this show, and Terrell Martin on drums, two Martins. Finally tonight, Mindy Hebert on alto sax and vocals with Alive from Forever, released on March 18th, 2 weeks after Rock the World. Mindy wrote Alive with Tyrone Stevens, who doesn't play on Alive. The Rainbows sing background vocals. Tim Pierce is on guitar, Rodney Lee on piano and organ, Sean Hurley on bass, Abe Laboriel Jr. on drums, three juniors, and Wayne Rodrigues with drum programming. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, we end with Alive by Mindy Hebert. So long.